Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God is good. Amen. But the Holy Ghost, that's all it is, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Father, thank you for this word that you've given me today. Oh, your word, Lord, that breaks every yoke, that gives us hope, that causes us to propel in our relationship with you, and to help us see things that we may not have seen something that we might have seen before. In Jesus' name, amen. I have a fascination with boxes. Well, the first fascination I got is rocks. I love rocks. I love all sizes of rocks. Well, this doesn't have anything to do with the sermon. I just thought you might like to know that about me. You know, in case you want to get me a rock. But I love rocks, all sizes of rocks. Any kind of rocks, I love them. But I also have a fascination with boxes, too. I've always just loved boxes, even before they came out with all the fancy boxes. There's just something about boxes I like. And big ones, small ones, odd-shaped ones, you know. Some of you that in the medical field may be able to diagnose me and tell me after service or whatever. But, you know, we've all got things. And I know none of y'all don't, but I do. So when Ken and I moved from our house to where we were now, I wasn't all excited to get about moving next to the Powell family, but I was excited because I get to go out and hunt boxes, you know. So it's my fascination for a little bit. Hallelujah. So I get to go out and find all kinds of different boxes. So I may have been more excited about that than moving. I don't know. So today we're going to be talking about, well, I don't know what all we'll talk about. We'll get into it. 3 John chapter 1 and 2 tells us, "Beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper, be in health, even as your soul prospers." So we understand that man is a spirit. He has a soul, lives in a body. So I want to touch for just a second on the soul part of man. And what the soul is. When you look at that, the original text is written in Greek. It uses the word P-S-U-C-H-E. And it's translated into modern English as soul. And the words define the soul as the seat of intellect, the seat of man, that by which he perceives, reflects, feels, and desires. So basically, I just feel the Holy Ghost. Ah, wow, woo, glory, somebody needs to grab that wave right now, just lift your hands, hallelujah, woo, my, hey, hey, can you not see and do you not perceive, says the Spirit of the Lord, that I am the God of the mountain that they have been presented before you? In my eyes, it's not a mountain, and I don't want you to see this mountain, but I want you to begin to see it as a molehill. And as you begin to walk in the precepts of my word and what I've laid out in my word, you're going to be able to overcome that which is before you. God. For the enemy has placed that before you to cause you to stumble and cause you to give up and cause you to quit. But I'm bringing an empowerment to you today, says the Lord of grace, that's going to empower you to move from here to there, from glory to glory. And as you begin to move, you're going to see me in a new light that you've not seen before. So don't think you have yet arrived, says God, for there's so much more that I want to show you, and there's so much more that I want to do with you, for you, in you, and by you, says the Spirit of the Lord. So don't give up on yourself and don't count yourself a small thing, says God, for I see you big in my eyes. So don't allow yourself to go there, says the Lord. Begin to speak the oracles of my scripture, which is steadfast, which is sure, which has a yes and amen on it. That's what my promises are to you. So grab a hold of that which I would speak to you, even in the times of the midnight hour, says God, when no one else is around but me and my Holy Spirit. I will give you direct and I will cause you to know the way in which you are to walk. And as you acknowledge me in those ways, says God, I will begin. begin to open doors that you thought could not be opened. And those doors that have been slammed in your face that man says you can't go there. Oh yeah, you stand back. You're going there, says God. For you're going to be propelled by my Spirit. Now lift up your voice and give me a shout of praise in this place, says God. And watch me do what you never thought I would do. Hey. Oh, I hear the Lord saying, this is new ground. This is new ground that you're sowing into. This is new ground that you're sowing into. This is new ground that you are sowing into. And God says, it is fertile. It is fertile. It is fertile to birth that which I have promised you, to birth that which I have spoken to you, to birth that which I have prophetically declared to you. Don't give up. Don't give up. But press on, says God. Press on, says God. For I the Lord said the days are even better ahead than what they've been in the past. Not that you should ignore them and put those aside, but I've got better things in store for you. Hey, somebody. Hey. Oh, shala da da malito, sala da da na na da kasahaya, mama baso ho toho sala da da daya. There may be a drought where you're at, says God, but that's not a drought for my people. And I mean by where you're at, I mean by your property. As you look around, you see the drought in the land. But God says there is a refreshing coming for my people. There is a refreshing coming for my people. And there's no drought in my kingdom, says God. There's no lack in my kingdom, says God. There's no sickness in my kingdom, says God. The kingdom of God lives in you and it lives big in you. So proclaim that which I would put in your heart to proclaim. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, glory to God. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Hey, somebody. Hey. Woo. Hey. Hey. Glory to God. Glory, 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 glory. Hey. Woo. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Mercy, mercy, where were we? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Joe. Yeah, we was talking about the soul. So basically, the soul is the place that houses our will, our emotions, our intellect, the thinking and the reasoning part of us, which we come to the conclusion is the mind. The mind. Romans 8:6 tells us, now the mind set on the flesh is death, but the mind set on the spirit is life and peace. So what mindset are you in today? What mindset are you following today? Mindset means a collection of beliefs and thoughts. Mindsets are those collections of beliefs and thoughts that make up the mental attitude, the inclination, habit, or disposition that determines a person's interpretation and responses to events, circumstances, and situations. Amen? So this morning I want you to begin to think of your mind as a box. I want you to begin to think your mind as a box. And I got this message from having a dream the other day when I lay down and took a nap, and I seen a dolly sitting right there, and on the dolly was a big, long box, and the lid was closed on the box. And as I began to speak, I began to dream, I began to hear God say, I'm all time speaking, but a lot of times people aren't listening. And he said, it's time to take me out of the box, and we'll get on in a few minutes to learn more about that. And so I want you to begin to think up front this morning, as we get into the message this morning, as your mind being a box. A box that has a lid that opens and closes, and controlled by you, if you allow it. And what you allow in your box is your choice. Your box that can be filled with doubt, or it can be filled with faith. A box that can be filled with courage, or it can be filled with fear. A box that can be filled with vision, or maybe there's no vision. A box that can be filled with hope, or it can be filled with hopelessness. You know, a box before you received Jesus Christ, the box of your mind, the box you received before you received Jesus as your Savior, was conformed to follow after the pattern of this world, after the pattern of their way of doing, their way of thinking. You had no idea there was any other way at that point. No, you just followed after the pattern of the world. And as I, you know, the mindset thing, a collection of belief, thoughts, make up the mental attitude, inclination, habit, interpretation of things. Amen? the world's way of thinking. That was the only way you knew at the time. You know, talking about boxes, we use foul boxes. We eat food from boxes. We receive and ship packages in boxes. We wrap presents in boxes. The Container Store specializes in charging you lots of money for boxes in various sizes and colors. As children, we are taught from a very young age to put things in their proper box. Put your crayons back in the box they belong in. Put your toys in the toy box. They don't belong in that box. They belong in that box. You know? So we have room at work where we store seasonal decorations, and I've been organizing it for several years. And like I said, several years. Reorganizing it several years. And we got a room here at the church like that that I reorganized and with the help of other people. So when it gets unorganized, it throws a sense of chaos. There's no order there. Especially if you're the one that's organized it, and you go back in and it's all out. It's like chaos and disorganization. And it gets unorganized. So I begin to organize according to the season and labeled boxes. And so, you know, when we do that, it gives us a sense of control. It gives us a sense of organization. You know, it gives us a sense of purpose, a place for everything. And everything is in its place. And so we don't like our boxes to be messed with. When they are neatly organized, they're labeled. And I begin to wonder if we have become so comfortable in life, because our life is organized around boxes, with putting everything in boxes, that it becomes more and more difficult to see anything outside the box. And if we're not careful, we'll carry that over into our relationship with Jesus and the Word. And the reality is that we do this with far more than crayon boxes, toy boxes, or food boxes. We do it with ideas. I got an idea in my box. It's my way or no way. Don't mess with my idea. We do it with people all the time. Where they live, we put them in a box of this is how they are because of where they live, the location they live. Or this is how they are because you know their last name, and every one of them's like that. We label people. We put them in a box. Come on, somebody. Drug addiction. We label them. We put them in a box. Drug addict. Over time, we developed a mindset, and it starts to become more and more difficult to imagine anyone or anything being outside our box. Boxes have lids. Boxes have tops, and this is to keep things we put inside from getting out. Keeps it organized, amen? And if we really want it in there, we tape it. Everybody needs a roll of duct tape. Amen? And there's some boxes we don't like to get back into because there's memories there, especially if it's pictures and things, you know, or old letters or whatever. We don't like to get into those boxes. It keeps fresh. It keeps things close. It keeps you organized. It keeps out of sight, out of mind. But we're going there today. But that which you close can be open. Duct tape can be removed. It's only a temporary fix. But that which you close can be open if you are willing to get inside your box. My, my, the stuff you're going to find. My question to all of us today is, do you and I approach God in the same way? Do we approach Scripture in the same way? Do we have God in the box of our mind with the lid closed? Is our approach based on ideas of who God is and how God works with the lives of his sons and daughters? I was raised in a traditional Baptist church. I'm talking about traditional Baptist. Four songs, Sunday school, preaching, altar call. There is a heaven, it's sweet. There is a hell, and it's hot. But they never told you how to do either one. You know. But I got the basics. Amen. I got the salvation part there. So I went to Church of Christ, big jump, in my early teens. And so when I got saved, when I really got saved, because I was just messing around then, I guess. When I got saved, I started to the Assembly of God. And I began to learn about the full gospel. I'm talking about the full gospel. I'm not talking about the parts you want to think about and read about and accept and throw the rest away. I'm talking about the full gospel. of the word as a whole. The books of Acts had not passed away, but were still relevant today. Baptism of the Holy Spirit with evidence of speaking in tongues is still relevant today. Amen. Divine healing is still relevant today. Amen. Prosperity is still relevant today. Yes. Ladies, women are called to minister the gospel. Yeah. Oh, so I had to get set outside of my box of thinking. I had to take the lid off and let go of some things that I had been taught. And so when we put God in a box, then we cannot imagine God might work in any other way beyond what you and I can grasp or imagine or maybe haven't been taught. Because we put God in that box and he can't do nothing else. That's it. That's it. God is limited only in the box of our mind. You have heard, you know, take God out of the box. You know, God is so much bigger than the boxes we put him in. And no matter how much you cram him in there, you're not going to limit him. Because the word tells us in Isaiah 40:22, it is he who sits above the circle of the earth. It is he who sits above the circle of the earth. So we create boxes in our box mind of what God can and cannot do. And we should stop worshiping the God in our box. Instead, worship the one who can't be contained even by the entire universe. Amen? If you are worshiping a God that you have confined inside your box, you're limiting him. You are limiting him. You know, let me tell you something. Boa constrictor snakes can grow up to about 12 feet long when they are in the wild. In North America, many people have them as pets, and these are the people that we need to pray for because these are the people that really lost their minds. By the way, these people, they keep them as pets. When these snakes are kept in cages or in boxes, on average, they will only grow between 6 and 8 feet long. They grow so much bigger in the wild because they grow in proportion to their container. And you wonder why people don't grow? Because they've got everything boxed in. They're not letting go and letting God. A boa constrictor in the wild has no limitations and has no reason to be kept small. So when we stop limiting God and take him out of our box of confinement that we have built around him. Wow. Take the limit off. But when the wild animal becomes a household pet, its growth is stunted based on the size of the box it lives in. And our spiritual growth with God, we're supposed to be growing, going from glory to glory. We'll be stunted if we don't allow ourselves to take ourselves out of the box, to take God out of the box, to take the Word out of the box. Amen? Amen. And begin to grow in the things of God. Amen. Get off the milk, get on the meat. Yes, that's right. Amen? So it never has the opportunity to grow to its full potential. If you are in this church and you have been in this church for several years, you should not be where you are. Because there's enough word that they have preached and taught. Amen. You should be growing by leaps and bounds. That's right. So when we choose to live in a box in our mind, our spiritual growth is stunted. And we will be limited to how much we grow spiritually. So when we allow God, who is confined to our box mind, he does not get much bigger in our sight. The people of Israel was told over and over, don't limit the Holy One. Don't limit the Holy One. Are you limiting the Holy One? Limiting means drawing a line, making a circle, or putting a box of our mind and stating, God is here. He's in the four corners of my boxed in mind. We've marked in our minds a very small imprint or concept of God's magnitude. Ephesians 3:20 tells us, now to him who, by a consequence of the action of his power that is at work within us, is able to carry out his purpose. and do superabundantly far more over and beyond, above all, that we dare ask or think, infinitely beyond our highest prayers, desires, thoughts, hopes, or dreams. That is God outside the box. That is a God that cannot be confined. So whatever you have dreamed for, whatever you are imagining, whatever you are praying for, it's not big enough. Wow. You may think, I've reached the capacity of my believing, and God said, no, you haven't. Whatever that is you're believing for is a lot bigger than what you can imagine at this moment. Whew. Amen. That's not big enough. God is wanting to do more. So we follow God who is always breaking down barriers, always breaking down boxes. We can go back and from the very beginning, God broke out the box of creation, breathing life into it. Dirt to create a human being. Whoever thought but God could take a pile of dirt. When you get so high and noble sometimes and think you're up there, you're just a pile of dirt. And if it wasn't God for God's grace, we'd all be in trouble. Amen? But he just took dirt and created a human being. God delivered the Israelites by breaking them out of the box of slavery, breaking them through the waters of the Red Sea, and even breaking open rocks to form water in the wilderness. He was all time breaking things out of a box. When the angel Gabriel visited Mary and told her that she would give birth to a baby, she says, how can this be, since I'm a virgin? God broke out of that box too. Almost everywhere Jesus went, his life was breaking things out of the box. That is why the Pharisees and Sadducees stayed so mad at him all the time. Because they were trying to live by traditions of the law and all those things. And so they would try to catch him and stuff all the time because he was breaking out of the box. That is, and he would not go along with their religious traditions. They were boxed in their mindsets, and here Jesus came along teaching and preaching grace instead of the law. And they couldn't handle it. He was breaking it out of the box. And tradition of men nullifies the gospel. And this is why Jesus said in Mark 7, you make the word of God of none effect through your tradition. Wow. Woo. When we confine God to our boxed-in mind, to our boxed mind, what we are doing is you're making the word of God none effect because you are limiting him on what he can do. You know, the company he kept, the boundaries he crossed, the radical love he showed. Remember the woman that was caught in the very act of adultery? What did they want to do? They want to stone her. But Jesus said, any of y'all without sin, come on now, I want to hear about it. Then you need to get out of here. And he offered her grace. Amen. Breaking out of the box. The radical love he shared. You have heard said it, he would say, but I'm breaking that box too. I'm coming to bring a completely new, outside the box way that leads to everlasting life. And even when Jesus was crucified and buried in the tomb, he couldn't be contained in the tomb for very long. He broke out of that box just in 3 days. And you know, sometimes it takes us a little while to begin to break ourselves free. But start kicking, start fighting, start standing, start confessing, start believing. And soon and pretty soon that box will pop open. And you can enter a life of grace and freedom that's in Jesus Christ that he's promised you. Amen. So he broke out of that box 3 days later. Now, I don't know about you, but I've got to meet up mine.
That's right. Amen.
To unleash God's power on another level in my life. And I invite you to come along with me.
Amen.
And do the same. Yes. His mighty power that's at work within us. It's the power. What's this power that I'm talking about? It's the power that caused Abraham and Sarah to conceive the child well beyond childbearing age. It's the power that parted the Red Sea. It's the power that provided meat to the Israelites in the wilderness for an entire month. It's the power that rescued Joseph from prisoner and exalted him to be a leader. Wow. It's the power that caused the walls of Jericho come tumbling down. It's the power that made the sun stand still. It's the power that allowed the oil to keep flowing for the widow of Zarephath and raised her son back to life. It's the power that gave sight to the blind, the power that allowed the lame to walk. It's a power that healed the woman with an issue of blood, the power that allowed Peter to walk on water, the power that brings both Lazarus and Jesus back to life. And it's that same power that is at work in you and me at this very moment. The same power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead dwells in you and will quicken you. Amen? So let us not limit what God can do by keeping him in the box of our mind. Let us break free and be and do all that Jesus said that we can be and do. And I know it's on it, but that's all I have. Amen. So you're going to leave here today with boxes on your mind. Don't bring me no boxes. I don't need none. Okay? But I love boxes. Amen. Jesus is for you and not against you. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's stand to our feet. Father, we thank you for this word today that we are breaking out. We are overcoming. We are not going to be the same after this day, God. But you are calling us up to another level, to another level of your glory. To say that we're not going to be confined by tradition, that we're not going to be confined by anything the world may throw at us, but we're only going to be defined by what your word says and our identity in you. And help us to begin to live out that identity and to live in that identity. That we are a son and daughter of God, not because of anything that we've done, but because you hung on the cross and said it is finished, and you brought us life. We are breaking free today, Lord. Breaking free today, Lord. We are kicking the box over, lid out, Lord. We are coming out in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for that today, Lord, for freedom that we have in you, for the freedom that we have in you, Lord, and knowing that you are in control, that we don't limit you as the nation of Israel did at one time. We don't limit you, Lord. We don't limit you to our way of thinking, that you can do and are doing more than we can imagine or ask. And you want to, God. You want to show out big in our life. You want to show your glory. Wow. Hallelujah. Let your glory be seen in this land, Lord. Spiritually, we're not in a drought, but we've been refreshed this morning, God. And we thank you for that, Lord. Now, Lord, I thank you for those that have ears to hear today, and I speak God's favor over you, that you're the head and not the tail, that everything you touched is blessed. The joy of the Lord is your strength. In Jesus' name, and everybody said, amen, amen and amen. Amen.
Waymaker, waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are.